here for the good time. Well, it must be Thursday. We must be on the air on local live radio. And here we go once again with a great, awesome show getting lined up as we speak. I'm looking out in the studio here, and I see Dave Slicer already out there. And I think there's a few more guests backing up right behind him. So we're very excited today. Should be really, really, really good. My name is David Keyes. I'm the host today and almost every Thursday. In fact, I'm here every Thursday except for the Thursdays I'm not. So it works out really well that way. You found us live on 97.1 FM and streaming 24/7 almost after the show is completed, thanks to Tag and Pat and the gang, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. That's NorthIdahoRadio.com. And there's a ton of people check us out that way, Tag. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's great to be able to put it then out online after we can get it done here.
And I tell people it's a podcast thing, which is not quite.
I mean, not really, but I guess you could call it that. Right. But I don't know if that's a technical term.
It's, well, it's a cool term.
Yeah, see, right.
Streaming sounds pretty cool in my world, too.
It's a good term,
so,
too.
You know, either way, we can go that way. So, Tag, you and I have been talking about the basketball, the Final Four, and now we're at the Final Four. So here we go. Where is the smart money?
It's going to be really tough. I'm going to take Auburn against Florida. That's what I'm going to take. Florida did really good at the end of the game, but the performance leading up to the end of the game was not something I'd want to bet on. And then
I agree. Yeah.
I'll take Houston. I like Houston over Duke. That's good. Oh. That's different than a lot of people, but Houston's defense is really, really good. That's so I like funny. That.
So I'm picking Duke.
Yep.
You know, you see this Cooper Flagg coming on. I mean, he's all-star,
really
all-star, all-star. And so they'll shut him down a little bit, but no matter what, there's other casts along next to him there that do pretty darn well. And it's funny, I was checking. I did four brackets.
Okay.
And I've got the Duke one is in the top 4% now of the nation, by the way.
Oh, there USA. You go.
So I could be up there. And I did go what we call chalk on that. I picked all the first seeds. And I told two people who knew nothing about basketball, I said, when in doubt, go first or second seed, then go backwards on those brackets. You know, work your way out to
that's a good move.
The Montanas
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. Because then you have the weight of the brackets taken care of.
Right.
And then there are a few upsets perhaps, and there always are. I mean, there were millions of brackets and not one perfect bracket in the whole world. To me, that's just amazing. It truly is. So I don't know. I think Duke still. I truly do. And it'll be fun to watch. I'm not a huge fan after Gonzaga loses, I must admit.
In fact,
it's all I can do is talk to my father-in-law into having the TV on at that point. There's no basketball after Gonzaga. So I said, maybe we'll suffer through it together. But, yeah, you know, so that's Monday night. That'll be a lot of fun, too. Hey, a lot going on around here, though. One thing I just had a little note about is the chamber has a meeting every month. And it's called the GML, the General Membership Luncheon. And a chamber source told me that there's still tickets available, and that's next Thursday. So if you're thinking about supporting the chamber or finding out what's going on with the chamber, get online. Sandpointchamber.org, I think, is where you can find the tickets, or just Google Sandpoint Chamber, and you can find it. And plenty of good seats are available, so I guess that would be kind of fun to go do. What the heck? And that's the exact same time I have my show next week.
Right?
And that's how I started by doing this. They had Mickey Quinn, right? And Mickey was doing it on Thursday. They figured out, oh, no, we've got a GML meeting every month. So, David, why don't you move to Thursdays instead of off, you know, bouncing around? I said, sure, why not? It's just another day for me. But I do miss the chamber meetings because I used to be pretty active with that group. They're doing really, really, really good things. So today, though, our lineup is pretty stellar. We've got the Festival of Sandpoint popping in here, and we have Dave Slicer from Energy Electric and a longtime buddy of mine. I've known Dave and Tina and the family forever, which will be a lot of fun that way. And then we have Rob Talbot talking about all things Panada. So, you know, it's going to be a great show. Hopefully you can buckle in and listen to us for a while. It's always good news, and I always try to learn something, and I've been told by other people they always try to learn something new, and so you get to meet new people. So I think what we're going to do, Tag, I think we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we will probably bring in Dave Slicer from Energy Electric.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. and you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Since 1975, North Idaho Blueprint has been a trusted family-owned business, serving the community's printing needs. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or a homeowner dreaming of your perfect build, we're here for all your blueprint and printing needs. Located in Hayden and Sandpoint, we specialize in everything from large format printing to blueprints, banners, stickers, and more. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, check us out online at NorthIdahoBlueprints.com. Your blueprint to success.
At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, we know it is either third winter or second spring, and that's why we're getting ready for all things yard and garden. Yellow and white onion sets and seed potatoes will be arriving soon. For seed potatoes this year, choose from Red Norland, Russet Burbank, Yukon Gold, Kennebec, and new this year, Huckleberry Gold. Huckleberry Gold is a purple-skinned, golden-fleshed potato that is lower on the glycemic index and was produced at University of Idaho. As usual, the co-op stocks a wide assortment of garden seeds, including organic, heirloom, and the standard hybrid varieties, so you have the best possible choice in seeds for the best possible garden. Onion sets, seed potatoes, garden seeds, soil amendments, garden tools, and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Co-opgasandsupply.com.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. Ah, so quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you hear that a small blizzard treat is just 85 cents in the DQ app, you might just feel like you're dreaming.
85-cent blizzard treats.
Trust us when we say you're not. But get to DQ quickly, because this dream is only a reality for so long. Hurry and get your small blizzard treat for just 85 cents with a $1 purchase when you sign up for DQ Rewards. For a limited time at participating locations. Terms apply.
News Talk 97.1. Forgive for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes, and I've got another Dave or David in the studio now, too. And everybody in this listening audience knows who Dave Slyster is. But you know what? I thought, why not get you on the radio and talk to a little bit about you, a little bit about Energy Electric and how your life has been here and all that good stuff. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So Energy Electric has been around how long, Dave?
This is the 38th year.
38th year. Wow. Yeah, a little closer if you would. That'd be okay. Great. Perfect. 38 years, and we were comparing notes, I think, at BNI a while ago, and Northwest Auto Body's been around 50 years. That's a long time. But, of course, Mel, the founder, has moved along, and, of course, the two brothers are doing that. Sure. You've been in the helm the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I started it up here and been there ever since. So.
Right. Yeah. A lot of changes in your world?
Yeah, you know, through the different expansions and contractions of the building industry, you know, we've had to kind of change what we do.
I know you're like heavy on Generac generators now and things too.
Right.
So what is your business? What do you exactly do?
Well, we're kind of two-phase. We are electrical contractors doing service work, new construction, you know, that kind of stuff, remodels. Yeah. And then the generator side of it, we're the elite Generac dealers here in town, sales, service, and installation. So,
right,
yeah.
So one of the disadvantages of being listening to us on the radio as you're driving down Highway 95 or in town right now, he's got a cool Generac hat on right now too. So he's walking the walk and talking the talk here for sure. And full disclosure, Dave and company set my father-in-law up with the Generac, probably 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago. And it's been awesome. It's been fun to watch that. And there's some in our neighborhood, North Shore, too, that have you guys have done those too, and I've been watching you do it. One of these days I'll do it. But
there you go. You know, pull the trigger.
So how many generators are in our market? How many are out there?
Oh, my gosh. There's thousands and thousands.
Out there? Yeah. And all different sizes, right?
Yeah, different sizes, different makes.
Yeah.
But Generac seems to be one of the more prevalent units in the area.
And the name's recognized too.
Right. Yeah. They've been doing it probably the longest as far as being in the home standby sector.
Right, right, right. So people will see an off-the-shelf type generator, and they'll pick it up at a store somewhere, right? They take it home, and it's one of those you have to pull and get going, you know, with whatever propane or gasoline or whatever. Then do they realize that it doesn't quite work for their house? I mean, is that a big thing that happens?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things. Either they're tired of having to put gas in it, haul it out of the garage, or drag it across a snowy driveway to plug it in. And they've got to put in some type of transfer mechanism to keep it from backfeeding into the system, too.
Right, right. So there's more to it than people think about, right?
Right, yeah. And, just being able to run the things you want to run without having to babysit it.
Right. And guaranteed to be underpowered probably for a whole house, too, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
So I think, knowing you well enough, I assume that if somebody would call you up and say, I'm thinking about getting a generator of some kind, Generac or whatever else, can you come out and talk to us and take a look and see what we have, and can we get a recommendation from you? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, that's our preference, actually, to come out and do what we call an IHC, which is in-home consult. We see what electric service they have, what their electric appliances that they want to run, and then we can size it from there and give them an estimate as far as where it should go and what size it should be.
Right. And you install the pad, too, the whole thing, and make it all happen in the right spot.
Yeah, we've got precast pads, and it's pretty set up already and a good system.
Well, it's amazing to me, and again, watching it third hand. So the Generac ones kick on once a week for a test run or something like that, and you kind of know what's going on that way, and if there's a problem, you knock it down before you need the generator?
Right, yeah. They exercise weekly, and that kind of lets people know that things are okay if they hear it come on, run for 5 minutes, and it shuts itself off. We do have a service that relies on either a good Wi-Fi signal or cell service that we can monitor the generator. We get real-time info on the generator, the battery charge, whether it ran, whether it exercised, if it is running, that kind of stuff. So it really helps for people that are either out-of-state owners or don't want to pay attention to their generator.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? You're back in Arizona or wherever you live part of the year, and you're still hooked up here and knowing things are okay.
Exactly. It really helps the out-of-state owners for sure.
Right. Right.
And we can be more preemptive as opposed to reactionary. You know, we know something's not up with it. We can go out. Or we can diagnose it from, right from our phone or computer.
Isn't that amazing? How long has that technology been around, Dave?
It's probably been about 8 years now, probably.
Really?
At least,
okay.
Yeah.
And is it going to change again? What do you see in the future of technology?
I just see it being more interactive to where we might be able to reset codes and faults from remote and not have to go out to the site itself. It saves the owner some headaches and a service call sometimes.
Right. Well, I know you're a pretty smart guy. I know that Tina's smarter than you. But are you keeping up pretty old technology, or do you have new people coming in that help you, new employee types that are more technological?
Yeah. I'm kind of the old dog. I try and keep up with as much as I can, but I definitely lean on my partners definitely have them. They're focused more on that kind of stuff, and I'm doing the day-to-day operations.
Right. Well, that's important too.
Exactly.
So you've seen the highs and lows of the housing market and stuff here too. So you've survived all of that too.
Right.
Have you had to adjust your business throughout that time, or do you?
Yeah. The last downturn, we really had to kind of turn and go towards service because, new construction went in the toilet,
Sure.
There was, four jobs and 80 people fighting for it, and it got to be, so we started focusing on doing service for, commercial customers, and then we added the generators back in 2008 too, and really started going with that too. It added a good segment to our business for sure.
Right, Right. And you're in a new, fairly new location now, too, on Triangle Drive, right?
Right. Yeah, we've been out there for 3 years. We put up a shop, and it's been really nice having the room to get the trucks and equipment out of the weather and be able to have storage for all the stuff we have.
Right. So what's next for Energy Electric? What are your plans?
We're looking at some of the new things that Generac's rolling out. They're getting into alternative energy systems, solar, battery storage. They're also into it's called an Ecobee thermostat that has, it's a smart thermostat that monitors the home, and it can, just with a glance, they can tell if the status of their generator, and then basically it can be hooked up just like a ring, but it has a video doorbell system.
Oh.
And they can monitor it from, wherever they're at on their phone and raise and lower temperatures. And it's kind of becoming a whole house monitor for water heat, heating systems, right. Generator, all that stuff. So it's pretty versatile.
Really one device or one app for all that now.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
I can sure see that too. Yeah. Business busy right now, this new construction going on?
Yeah, things are starting to pop now with the weather changing, and people are starting to call more, and we've got some bigger projects that we're starting this spring, summer. So.
Commercial type?
No, residential, but large residential houses and
gotcha.
A few things like that, custom stuff.
And yeah.
Then we've got a lot of generator sales to be installed in the next few months.
Right. And you and Tina had some rentals or something for a while there, too. Is that market, what's that market doing nowadays? I mean, it seems like every place in town, at least Sandpoint, where those single-wide trailers used to be or these empty lots used to be, these shotgun houses are going in, or it just seems like it's backfilling. And these ADUs, of course, are popping up all over the place.
Right, yeah. Tina and myself, we've kind of tried to consolidate, and we've got a few rental properties, but we're definitely downsizing a little bit as we kind of slide into that horizon of retirement at some point.
Tell me how that goes. I hear there are people that do that. I've heard those about those types.
We don't know yet by any means, but at least it's out there on the horizon somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you raised two great kids in this community, and again, we watched them all flourish and everything else. If you look back a little bit, what brought you to Sandpoint? Where did you come from? What's your story?
Tina and I met and got married in Denver, Colorado, and we were looking for some place where we could afford a piece of property, build, and basically recreate and that kind of stuff all in one place. And Sandpoint fit the bill really well, and we had some family up here. My sister and brother-in-law were up here, and I worked with them for a while, and then split off and got Energy Electric going, and it's never looked back, I guess.
Right. And Tina did her own thing, too. The speech pathology, I think, is what
it was. She really started her own private practice and really grew that. And she's still doing it and starting to kind of slow down a little bit. But, she's really helped a lot of people. It's funny to see how she's seen the children of children she helped, 25 years ago.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, teachers say the same thing, don't they? All of a sudden they see that next generation thinking, wow, time has flown. That's quite the measurement for sure. You belong to a business networking group in town.
Correct.
And we've talked to other folks with that group before, and it's called BNI. They meet Thursday mornings around 7 or so, the former Tango Marigold now. Tell us about your connection with that group. I mean, it seems like you're one of the founders, but one of the seniors that have been in there a while.
Right. Yeah, we've been a member of BNI for over 20 years now, I think. And basically, it's been my best avenue of marketing for sure. Word of mouth. I've got to meet a lot of amazing people, and it kind of sparks or reignites the spark to be back into your business and really stay involved.
Sure. It's all referral based, isn't it? I mean, and it gives you bounce people back and forth a little bit. And I think I know if Dave Slyster is recommending somebody to come to me in my business, you better hold up because Dave's going to be responsible too. And if they have a bad experience or something, they'll tell Dave, and they'll come back to us too at that point. So there's some accountability that way. It just seems like, and there's also the boosting up of, I mean, look at the wide variety of people who come to your meetings now. My goodness, it's
right. Yeah, yeah. And you know, when you make a referral, you feel very responsible of telling that person about another person that you want them to come through for them for sure. So you want to feel that that's pretty rock solid.
You bet. Well, Dave, thanks for your time.
You bet.
It was fun seeing you live and in person and all that kind of stuff.
Appreciate
How do people get a hold of you?
We have a website, energyelectriconline.com, or they can call us 263-3506.
24/7, right?
Yeah.
There. Well, again, Dave, thanks for coming by.
Okay.
We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to have Rob Talbot from the Panada on board, and we'll talk about all things about our gem of the that, isn't the Panada the greatest thing in the world? We'll be right back and talk about the Panada.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing into Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. 1 pound of fresh sweet strawberries, $1.98 each, first two. 20-ounce Lighthouse salad dressings, $2.98 each, first three. Jumbo red grapes, just $1.48 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale, this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
The Selkirk Association of Realtors would like to invite you to our 11th annual Lost in the 50s fundraising breakfast this Sunday, April 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at 2nd Avenue Pizza. The breakfast menu includes generous portions of scrambled eggs, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, bacon, and fruit, plus a variety of flavors of mimosas. So come on down this Sunday to 2nd Avenue Pizza to help support Selkirk Association of Realtors annual Lost in the 50s fundraising breakfast.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only. Two locations, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center and Kootenai County Fairground. Visit Hot Tub and Swim SpaSale.com.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-694-1010. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-694-1010.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live local radio hour. I am your unofficial and, I guess, official host, David Keyes. I've got a great guest coming up right now. Just a show of hands out there, how many people have been to the Panada? Look at that, Rob.
It's everyone, pretty
outstanding.
Much.
Outstanding. Yeah. The people who are driving, I'm kind of worried about them. They have the cell phone in one hand, and they've now raised their hand. I don't know.
10-2, folks, 10-2.
Or Northwest Auto Body's there for you, too. Well, Rob's been the executive director now for about 2 years. Wow, 2 years?
Year and a half.
Year and a half, yeah.
Year and a half into this month.
Yeah. And again,
time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. And everybody listening now, I'm going to guess, again, been to the Panada. We all have great memories. I remember my daughter doing her dance recitals there, and we've had some stuff there for Rotary, and we'll have something there again for Rotary next year. But it has always been kind of like that magnet downtown. And, yeah. You know, thank goodness the Panada gals saved that back in the day. I mean,
Panada moms.
You saw those photos. I mean, it was in disrepair. Mm-hmm. It was about ready to go away. And then, boom. So, Rob, with your year and a half under your belt and more coming, what's going on at the Panada?
Oh, well, as usual, a little bit of everything. And that's one of the things I love about the Panada is, you know, there's programming for, like you said, your kids are, you know, participating in Missoula Children's Theater, to movies, to internationally touring artists or actors presenting their movies. You know, we have a little bit of everything, and we try really hard to have something for everyone. But tonight, it starts with a board meeting that everyone is invited to.
Oh, wow, yeah. Really? Yeah.
first Thursdays. Yeah. First Thursdays in the Panada Little Theater. And by the way, if you haven't seen the Panada Little Theater, if you haven't been in there for an event.
It's cool.
It is a really cool little spot. And it's one of the spots that we kind of played with a little bit last year. Caitlin loves the space.
Yeah.
Most of the crew, we love the space. So we're really going to put some more effort into getting some things in there specifically this fall.
Yeah.
And really trying to fill it out a lot more.
It works out pretty well that way, too. You don't have the whole big constraints of a big theater. You have, again, it's tighter, more interactive, I assume, too.
Much more intimate, yeah. It's an 80-seat black box is what it's kind of referred to. You turn off the lights, and it's really intimate. You're right there with the artist or with the film, and you're side-by-side with your family and friends. And then there's that lobby bar area, concessions area, where you're able to kind of step out and mingle and not interrupt the event. So, you know, we do the little live radio hour with the festival and KRFY over there.
Uh-huh.
Then so we do that once a month. So that's going on. We got other stuff as we're going to be popping in there. But, you know, coming up this weekend, we also have Toy Story.
The movie Toy Story?
Toy Story.
Is that Toy Story 1?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, got it. You're starting out with that.
Yes, we
got
to do the first one. Right? Okay. So we got that Sunday, April 6th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., so two showings of that. Bring the kids out, get some popcorn, candy.
Now, is that sponsored by somebody? Do you have different people sponsor those movies?
It is. So this is a Sunday cinema series, and we're really able to make these things, you know, $5 for a ticket to a movie is pretty cheap. And the way we're able to make this possible is through these sponsors. So that's Joni McNeil, Family Dentistry, yeah. Ben Richards, Wealth Advisor with Merrill, Retro Play Arcade, which is up on Cedar Street, Cedar Street Bridge. If you hadn't been up there, check it out. And then Skywright Roofing and Gutters, all throwing in some money to help us make this
possible. Yeah, they're awesome. They'll be our guests next week on the show.
Skywright,
uh-huh.
Awesome. Yeah, they're a good group. Really excited to work with them, and they're excited to help make sure that programming like this happens.
Isn't it funny? People look toward the Panada to see how they can help when they first move to the area. Too,
yeah.
They understand that connection, or they're trying to figure out that connection. But there's definitely a connection, and Skywright and these other folks say, "Well, how can we help?" And you know, you've had some businesses have pulled back a little bit when they've left town, or at least you know, left part of town. And you have other ones stepping up all the time too. That's got to be a challenge though to find all these sponsors.
Well, honestly, the biggest challenge has been, you know, when I got there was really no structure for accepting sponsorships. So, you know, someone asks, "Oh, what can we do?" You're like, "Give us money." And you know, when you say "give us money," people are like, "What do you mean? What do you want?
Right.
What do we get? Like,
right.
Where? You know, what are we helping? What are we a part of?"
Right.
So we've created a structure now, working with Olivia, our fundraising coordinator.
Yeah.
And we've put together structures, packages, sponsorship packages for some of the events that we do. And we're currently working on pre-reel packages where you can, you know, pay to have your
Have your image on there.
Video up, in that time between doors right. opening and the show starting.
I remember those. Those were classic theaters. I remember some of those reels like that. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah. So just putting those systems in place. So when someone calls and asks a question, you're like, yes, I don't know.
We'll take it and we'll apply it somewhere. I'm sure.
What do you want to give us?
well, good. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
And then next week we've got Hotel California, which is an Eagles tribute band. Yeah. One of the foremost Eagles tribute bands out there,
really?
touring around out there.
Have you heard them?
I have not heard them live, but I definitely, you know, I don't, there's nothing that goes into the theater that I don't look up, so to speak.
And, 5-star rating.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not necessarily known for those of us in the community that know me and know the music I bring in. I'm not known for bringing in a lot of tribute or cover bands.
I'm usually
more with the original music. But when I heard these guys, I was like, whoa. I mean, they're spot on.
Oh, good.
It's really good. And they bring some good energy and have a good time. So I think we're right at 120 seats left.
Already. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
We're almost not even just at a week out.
So the word is out about them. People are checking them out on YouTube probably, right? And they're
Well, if you go to our website, panada.org/events, you can click on a link. You know, it's the third one down after the board meeting, Toy Story. Click on the link there, and you can look up. We've got a link to their website, and we've got a link to their to a video of theirs.
Although, Rob, I don't think anybody's going to really scroll past the board meeting stuff. I think that's a magnet.
Yeah.
People are going to push that, and they're not going to go any further. So go past that.
you've got to go past the siren there. I know it's tough.
Don't a magnet to steal, I know, but keep rolling it. Well, very, very good. And again, it's hard to find these. How do you find a group like this? How do you find? Is there a convention you go to? Is it something online? How do you find groups that are traveling through?
It's a little bit of everything. So, you know, you look at other venues that, for me, I look at other venues that we want to strive to be like, mm-hmm. that have the technology, that have all the, you know, that have good show, put on good shows, stuff like that. So, I look at other venues in the area from Seattle to Billings down to Salt Lake City, Boise, and then see who they're bringing in.
Uh-huh.
And then I can reach out to them that way. And then once you start getting connections, the networking, it's a really fun. I mean, one of the things I love about the industry is that, you know, not only are we building community here in town by putting on these events, but the building a community in the arts and broader arts community, being a part of that community is really, really awesome.
Right.
A lot of really good people just excited to share their art.
Right. And you're not the atypical executive director or something like this either. You've got that background too. So you, I'm going to guess you probably had a lot of these connections to begin with, but now they've tightened up a bit. So you're looking at people in Billings or Boise. So the travel place, right? They're going, where are they going next?
Mm-hmm.
And then how about spending a day or so in beautiful Sandpoint? What do artists think about the Panada as far as the technology and the venue and all that? What do you hear from people?
So when they walk in, just they're almost everyone that I've worked with, internationally touring artists, walk in and go, wow, this is a beautiful
space. Walking from the back forward, now they see the...
Usually come in the side, actually.
Oh, okay.
So come in from the green room, which is down below the stage, or the loading dock, which is to the south. So they come into that right-hand side as you're looking at the stage.
Right.
And they just, you know, some of them get on, you know, walk up there and just start singing without, you know,
without
mics, and just to hear the acoustics in the room.
That's funny. I'm just thinking if that's their first Sandpoint experience and they're north on 95. So now they've come across the Long Bridge thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They drive four blocks to the Panada and pull in. They walk in and they see this retro awesome facility. That's got to be an experience.
It's a great experience. The thing that we do need to work on though is the technology.
Yeah.
The PA is not up to snuff. The lighting system is, archaic, I guess you could say. There's no LEDs, so a lot of times what we'll do is we'll bring in equipment. We'll work with Maddox Farm Productions or the festival even, and bring in some better equipment sometimes to make it feel a little more updated.
Well, you know what we could do, Rob? Let's keep this discussion going. Let's take a break right now.
Okay.
And then we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about, you know, your plans for the Panada and where it's been and where it's going and all sorts of stuff in between. So we'll be right back with Rob after the break.
All right. Thank you.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main in downtown Sandpoint. For the entire month of April, you can shop at any one of the participating retailers in the Sandpoint Shopping District. Bring your receipt back to 113 Main, and we'll give you a 10% discount off your entire bill. Don't sit around and dread the tax season or dwell on the mountain closing. Get out and shop great deals locally and save money at 113 Main.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track. Windshields can be cracked by road debris. And, of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems. And they have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, I have a question about the trees on my forest property. They don't look very healthy to me.
What have you seen that might give you cause for concern?
Some of the tree needles are turning brown, and there's some trees I'm pretty sure are dead.
It's possible that your trees have some kind of bug infestation or disease. I'd have to take a closer look to give you a better idea.
That sounds like a good idea. If there is a problem, I don't want it to spread to the rest of the trees.
You're right. It's smart to stay ahead of things. Luckily, our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
Great. I'm interested in having you take a look.
If we can keep your forest healthy and strong, you'll be better prepared in case of fire, high winds, or other threats.
How do I reach you?
It's easy. Just pick up the phone and call Idaho Forest Group at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. And remember to reach out for that free evaluation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
On air at KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 97.1, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio. I've got Rob Talbot here, again, director at the Panada. He's doing great things there. So here's something you might not know. There was a survey done, oh gosh, it's probably been 20 years ago here in Sandpoint, and it was something like this. They asked people who live here to close their eyes and think about what's the most iconic thing about their town or what do they most connect with. And by far, it was the Panada. What happens in some towns is it's Main Street. And we don't really have a Main Street by name like that. We have a Main Street, but it's not the Main Street. You know, we have First Avenue and Cedar and all that. But to me, that was just a great testimonial that people have the Panada near and dear to their hearts.
Yeah, it's not real surprising. You know, we get a lot of people that, you know, coming onto the board or staff members, you know, volunteers, they're just like, this is the first thing they kind of see as they came into town or whatever.
Right.
Just, connects, deeply connects with people, which is which is awesome. That old neon sign is got some power.
Yeah, the marquee is pretty cool. It really is. But you know, the cool thing about it too, Rob, is that it runs by itself. You don't need to put time in there. I mean, you kind of no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
It takes a lot of time. And again, to find a dedicated person like you with that background that you have bringing into it, and again that that talent pool that you've attracted there too, and it's really good stuff. So what else is going on? What's going on there?
Well, and another one of those artists that we're excited to bring back is Andy Gross. He was here back in August, and we had a pretty good crowd for that. And he is a illusionist, comedian, just he was hilarious.
Is he good?
He's really funny. Okay. Really great tricks. He's got a couple of videos on social media and YouTube, whatever.
Okay.
Over a million views.
Oh, wow.
Like he's well seen. Mm-hmm. And it is a family friendly show. Some of the stuff that you
I was going to ask about that. Okay,
yeah,
good. Okay.
Sometimes you're kind of worried about it with some of the stuff, but some of the stuff that you see is a little more shock value. His bigger videos, more popular videos, have a lot of shock value, like ripping somebody's head off or something like that on a bus.
Nice, yeah.
He's a little.
It's a family tame. Friendly.
It's
bus
a family friend. It's a okay. family. Not the bus isn't that family friendly.
Okay,
it's a little shock value, like I said. But the show is more family friendly.
Okay. No decapitations on the show.
No decapitations on the show.
Good. and when is that again?
And that is Friday, April 11th.
Okay. Coming right up.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Get those tickets now and come join us.
How do those sell, pre-sell, a comedian type, where people have heard of him a little bit from him being here before? Are those hot sellers? Is that harder to bring people into that versus an Eagles cover band?
It just all depends. Yeah. I mean, I think the Eagles cover band sells itself pretty well. Andy Gross is... It's harder to kind of explain exactly how good he is.
Maybe
I should just, use some of the videos that I took last time, but I don't know if you're supposed to do that. anyway, yeah, he's just so good.
So you recommend it. If nobody checks him out, come on in, according to Rob Talbot.
Highly recommended.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, ticket sales are going well, and we expected don't know if we'll get a full sellout, but we're gonna do well.
Now, is that underwritten by somebody too? Does that help balance that out, or that is that
nope? That is a Panda Presents show.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that we kind of need support to keep doing Panda Presents shows like
sure,
that one.
Sure.
Hotel California is a rental, and then the next show is put on by Honey Pearl Productions, which is The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Be a play put on April 18th, April 19th, April 25th, April 27th, and April 27th. 26th and 27th. Yeah.
Time stood still. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're there.
So
they can find all this stuff at panda.org too,
panda.org,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And so the other event that I'd be amiss if I didn't bring up is the gala that we have coming up.
It's your show, Rob. Wherever you want to go.
Well, were you around when they did Holly Eve?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a really
Bill and Sabella and all that. Yeah,
yeah. I wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
When that happened, but yeah. I hear so many good things about it. And what we wanted to do is, what would happen if we kept that feel of that event and change it up a little bit? That was a fashion show.
It was around Christmas time.
Around Christmas time, Christmas time is packed for us now, so it would be
right.
It wouldn't really make sense, and there's so many other fundraisers. So we wanted to kind of balance out our calendar a little bit.
Right.
And also, the three people that helped save the Panda Moms, how can we pay homage to what has gone on Holly's Eve, the Panda's Moms sacrifice in their work. And then how can we put on a gala that is uniquely the Panda? There's so many things that happen in Sandpoint.
Absolutely.
That it can be difficult to set yourself apart, but we have our space. We are the Panda.
Absolutely.
We have such variety within our walls and on our stage.
Yeah.
So we got really excited about the idea of taking that, again, that energy forward from Holly Eve. And how can we recreate that? Maybe it kept going. Maybe it just, morphed a little bit and changed with the times.
Right.
And we're going to just have a knockdown, drag out, fun time with anything and everything the Panda does.
Oh.
We're going to have live music acts. We're going to have comedian. We're going to have David Da Vinci back. We're going to have skits. You know, we've got Dino and Kate McAllister.
Oh my gosh.
Kate McAllister are going to be our hosts.
Good.
And we're going to pay homage to all the things that the Panda can do and all the people that have helped make it, all the moms that have helped make it possible, especially those three Panda moms.
What a great idea. And when is that?
That is on May 9th. It's the Friday of Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Good call. Good call.
And we're going to have a red carpet out front and everything. We got, Woods Wheatcroft is going to be there being the paparazzi, taking pictures of people.
Good.
We've got, right at this point, we've got over 10 local restaurants that are donating bites, like Holly Wonderful. Eve used to do. So
yeah.
It won't be dinner served, but there will be plenty of appetizers.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres, bites. They say.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And, yeah, come out and dress up a little bit, get fancy, and let's go out and have a good time.
Well, Rob, that sounds exciting. And so with Kate and Dino, of course, kind of leading the show, too, it'll move right along. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And are you still looking for acts for people to do things, or is that pretty well locked down?
Pretty
now?
Well locked in, yeah. We've got all that stuff pretty locked in.
Good.
We're going to start announcing those in the next next week, actually. Going to start announcing more of those. We hadn't even I mentioned David Da Vinci. We hadn't even put that out there yet.
Like magic. Boom.
Boom. There it is. we're going to do there's a film we're going to – a local film that we're going to show as well.
Good.
So
a few surprises, but people will know a lot of the folks who are going to be there.
Exactly.
But a few surprises too. So, and what's it cost?
$75.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, that money goes to the Panda and helps out. And we're going to do a silent auction. We'll have a well-known auctioneer will be here doing the live auction and a paddle raise. The paddle raise will be to reupholster the seats, the love seats upstairs.
Right.
That are now giving everybody a little bit of a poke.
Oh, are they? I haven't been up there for a while.
Okay. It's getting a little dicey sometimes. You don't want to just plop down.
And those are the only love seats around for theaters anyway.
Exactly.
So that's cool. Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna have those reupholstered and repadded.
Good.
We want to get that done. So that's going to be going to be the main objective of the paddle raise.
And it's good to have something where it lands too. Like we talked about earlier, people know that they're giving money to make that better.
Yeah.
And I know that you've got that board meeting coming up. What's the hot topic? What's the board discussing these days?
I think the hot topic now is going to be more about Tiscala.
Oh, okay.
Just
sure.
Making sure we're
all hands on deck.
All hands on deck and ready to go. And, you know, again, it's the first time for this gala. Panda's kind of stepping out and trying to contribute and also bring the community together and try to make sure that we're saving this place and getting ready for our 100-year party in a couple of years.
That's right. It's coming right up, actually. And it's also a good time to look inward, too, because, again, it's all outward. You know, people just almost take the Panda for granted now because it's so cool and so nice. But to take that step back, honor the Panda moms and all of that, but have the reminder of the great talent that's here, too. I mean, that's what a great idea.
And the vast majority of our acts – well, actually, all of our acts for the night will either be local or have really close ties to local, or have played the Panada, or been in the Panada, or have a strong connection. So there's a lot of just local community, that will be felt that night, which will be awesome.
Well, that's really, really good. We're about ready to wrap up a little bit. Anything else that we want to tell the listening audience?
You know, I just want to say thanks to everybody for all the support. You know, It's a lot of fun being there, and we look forward to – we got a great staff, a lot of amazing volunteers, and a great board right now. So let's keep the momentum rolling.
Do you still have a big smile on your face when you show up in the theater? Is that still
a
good thing for you?
Yeah, definitely. Good.
Well, Rob, again, you've done so much there, and it's got to be a labor of love.
Thank you.
You know, it truly does. And just to keep looking and stretching like you're doing with this gala and all this stuff, I mean, I think that's just, again, shows a creative mind. But also a business mind, too. And that's a great combination for an executive director type, for sure, too. So Panada.org, right? That's where people can find all the good stuff.
Yeah, and if you're not on our email list, get on our email list. We're over 7,000 strong right now, but that's a really good way to stay up to date on what's going on at the Panada.
And stop by the board meeting. What the heck, right?
Yeah,
free popcorn. They used to do popcorn. Do you still do popcorn?
We can throw some popcorn out there for you.
Oh, you're making that up now. They're not. Okay, well, they used to have
popcorn. Usually, but we can do it.
Well, again, thanks for your time today. You're always welcome.
Awesome. Thank
again,
you.
I love the Panada. Everybody loves the Panada, and we're here to help you out. So whatever the community can do, sound like there's an opportunity to buy some pretty cool tickets for a couple fun events going on.
Come hang out with us. That's the thing. The best way to support us is to come down and hang out.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. Well, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Got a few people lined up already for next show. Won't be quite as good as Rob, but we'll try our best. So we'll
sure
see you next Thursday.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks.